Hi everybody, Jack here again from Radio Laurier, your other interview with Ivy Chen. Today we're here with Rudy Toll. Rudy Toll has 20 years of experience as a private investor and as a business owner under World Financial Group, where he focuses on helping families achieve their financial goals. How are you doing today, Rudy?
I'm doing great.
Awesome. Very nice. Thank you for coming out today. I'm going to pass it on to Ivy to do the interview.
Rudy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Ivy. How are you? Sure. Like Jack said, you know, I've been in the industry for quite a while, but at first I was just an investor, you know, because I love investing money, but at the same time I wanted to know how business really worked. So I combined both of them. I'm originally from Barbados, and back in Barbados there's no one there really to explain how money works. So, but when I came to Canada, finally the light bulb went off and I started learning to manage my own money and then to help others. I'm married for the last 40 years. I have two grown children.
Congratulations. So, Pastor Rudy, would you please let us know what are some unique financial challenges that international students face when studying in Canada?
Oh, wow. Number one, first, just acquiring the money to come to Canada can be a challenge unless your parents have invested when you were born and put that money away. A lot of people end up borrowing money to come to Canada or US to study, and it can be quite challenging and expensive. And then they're forced to either work part-time or, you know, borrow money more when they came, because they realize that sometimes when they come, the money that they thought was enough isn't nearly enough.
Indeed. And how can international students effectively budget and manage their finance while living and studying in Canada?
They have to kind of manage their expectations when it comes to eating out, maybe learn to cook. And sometimes too, if you can partner with others. And I know in our church we have a program to help international students with dry food.
So, can I have your church name, please?
It's Restoration House Waterloo on 32 Weber Street West.
Thank you so much for your leadership, Pastor Rudy. What are some strategy international students can use to save money on everyday expenses like housing, food, and transportations?
Like I said earlier, they can maybe partner with some other international students. They can share room, maybe find homes that have more than one facility. Like for instance, some homes I know they have three or four bedrooms. If they're big enough, they can do doubles. Like, you know, you're here for a short time. You're not here to have, you know, parties and things like that. So focus on getting your studies done. And at the same time, you know, find other students that have the same interests as you. Maybe you can partner together and save money by, sometimes it's called, what's the word I'm looking for? You know how you have ride share? Maybe you can share rooms as well.
Most of the African and Asian students, they share their rooms.
Exactly.
To reduce some financial burden.
Correct.
So what financial aids or scholarship opportunity are available for international students in Canada, and how can they access that?
A few years ago, I had a young lady stay with me, and she accessed scholarships and grants from some of the major companies like McDonald's, Burger King. Those companies, they have things in their portfolio to help international students, but you have to research it. So there's a lot of major companies that have that, but they don't really advertise, so you need to go on their websites and check that out. And it's usually either bursaries or just scholarships that you can have access to.
obviously. Thank you. And can Pastor Rudy share any advice on finding part-time work or internship that can help supplement an international student's income in Canada?
Number one, it depends on your school schedule too, because you don't want to take away from your studies, but at the same time, if you can coordinate your downtime, sometimes you can work maybe in admin or maybe even in a factory environment, maybe 20 hours, something like that, just to help supplement, because it's not forever. It's just for you to attain some short-term income, you know. So in our church, actually, again, we have programs for that. There's a WhatsApp group that we have for business as well as for students to find part-time work.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Can Pastor Rudy tell us about how important is it for international students to understand personal financial concept like budgeting, saving, and invest while studying in Canada?
Oh, wow. This subject I love, because I came as an international student, but I came looking for business. So we all come from different parts of the world, Asia, Africa, wherever, China, and
Southeast Asia,
different environment.
Africa.
Yeah. So here, taxes, taxes play a big role in your income. So you need to understand how to pay your taxes, when to pay your taxes, and how much taxes you need to pay. And at the same time, learn to budget. So I always tell people to stay within their means. Don't look at the other guy, because you don't know what the other guy is doing, you know. So make sure that you live within your means and budget. Budgeting is key. So, you know, you don't have to eat out every day. You can learn to cook at home and save lots of money that way.
Yes. Where can international students find reliable resources and support to help them navigate the financial landscape in Canada?
I'm biased, so World Financial Group. Why? Because we have 6 workshops that anyone can attend for free simultaneously. So you can attend them over and over and over again. And there's no charge. There's no charge to attend those workshops.
Is there more that you would like to elaborate on?
At the end of the day, when you graduate, you need to have a plan or a goal for what you want to do after you leave school. So I encourage you to have a plan and put that plan in writing. Don't just say, I have a plan. Write it down. What do you want? 1 year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and work diligently towards doing that. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have a plan, then you're just, you know, spinning your wheels. So make sure you have a plan and learn, continuously learn, because in this environment, you need to be constantly learning, because things change. Like, okay, we're in the information age, you know? So if you've been in school for 4 or 5 years, technology has changed by leaps and bounds. So you need to stay on top of your game when it comes to understanding the landscape, but also how money works. So, you know, so come and learn. Like I said earlier, we have free workshops that anyone can attend. There's no stipulations on payment or anything like that. It's all for free. So come and learn.
Great. Well, thank you so much for the great insight and all the awesome information. Thank you for coming around today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Have a good one.